Okay. As we approach Slichas, it's Motzei Shabbos. And that means Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Simchas Torah. All series of Yom Tovim. In sequence. Begin Slichas, our minig, that Slichas is a Sunday. We have at least 4 days of Slichas. It's on a Sunday for Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the anniversary of creation of Adam Rishon. We say on the Musaf in Rosh Hashanah, Zeh Yom Tchilat Tzmatzecho, Zikar on the Yom Rishon. Kadosh Baruch Hu set up the din on Rosh Hashanah, the same day he created Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon was created not in a vacuum. Adam Rishon was created with a purpose. Beginning of Bereshis says, "Rishul haTorah shenikra Bereshis, so Yisrael shenikra Bereshis." Rashi and Chumash at the very beginning. What does that mean? When Shmuel created the world, there was a plan. Not just, oh, it's in a big bang, something happened to happen. It was an intelligent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rambam says, intelligent beings do something because they have an end goal to get to. What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's end goal? That it would be a human being who is a guf and neshama together, a very unique creation. The entire world was created in two parts. There's a physical world, there's a spiritual world. And there's one being, the human being, that straddles both. And this human being who straddles both is the purpose of the entire creation. The creation is all sorts of stars, who knows what, black holes, white holes, blue holes, green holes, whatever is out there. But all of that is for the purpose of the human being, to set up human society, and in that human society, there'd be one people who would bear HaKadosh Baruch Hu's message to everybody else. They would keep the Torah. And that was the goal. We could have bypassed that goal. I had Adam Rishon, the first day it was created, not eaten from the Eitz HaDaatz. We'll get that to that later in the year. That was the ultimate goal. Now, the human being was created in the sixth day. And on that day, which was Rosh Hashanah, first day of Tishrei, the purpose of the world was set up. Everything was preparatory to that. And then finally, the goal was there, the human being. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu put him in Gan Eden lo'avdo lo'shomro on the sixth day. And Pirkei Rabbi Elazar asks, was Oh, the Rishon is supposed to be a farmer. That's the whole goal of creation. And Pekel Berlezer answers, no. Turn away. Avod is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was freed from everything to dedicate himself exclusively and entirely to Avod is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he fell in with the Yetz Hadas. And then Shkia, as the sun was setting on the sixth day, he walks out of Gan Eden. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up a Yom HaDin on Rosh Hashanah, basically saying, I'm looking at the human being. The way the human being is, it justifies my creation, or it doesn't justify my creation. What's the story? It's good enough. Because a human being is here not stam, it's for a purpose. Since we're here for a purpose, we have to justify our existence. That's Rosh Hashanah. They have din. They have Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malchus means HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules everything, but set up everything with a system. The system of the physical world, the physical world. It's also a system by which human beings are supposed to, live their lives. And there's a very big difference between the two. He set up a world of law, of nature. It's absolute, doesn't bend, except when HaKadosh Baruch Hu overrides it. But in the moral law, he set up, gives Bechira Chofshes, ability to choose what we want to do, how we want to live our lives. And he told us this is the proper life, and it's the improper life. This is the goal I have for you when I created you. And I hope you fulfill that goal. So, Torah is our way of fulfilling the goal of creation. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah sits in judgment, justified or unjustified. And it's din. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with different midos. What does it mean? We don't really understand the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's beyond our understanding. Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai, who's the greatest human being with the greatest understanding, asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hareini Nos Fodecha. I want to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers him, Kilo Yomani Ho Adam V'choy. No, that's not possible. That's not possible. As we are, what does it mean, Yomani Ho Adam V'choy? As we are, our neshama is spiritual. Potentially could understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when we're trapped in a goof and I'm physical, all my concepts are physical concepts. While I'm alive, human being, my neshama is functioning with my goof. I'm a physical being and my concepts are physical beings. And I can't see beyond those physical beings. So therefore, we can't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do we understand? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions in this world. What do we say in Anim's Midas? Dimu Oscho Lo Kefi Yeshcho. We approximate you, but not what you are. The Yashvucho. And we equate you. Fimatsecho. How you act. Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes acts with Midas Adin, sometimes acts with Midas Harachman. Rosh Hashanah begins the din. And the purpose of the shofar is to transform the din into rachman. And the 40 days of Elul, Atzeres Shemei Tshuva, Ayimei Rachman, because that's the anniversary of Moshe Rabbeinu's third time on Har Sinai, when Kadosh Baruch Hu was agreeing to forgive Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu came down with Luchos Shniyos on Yom Kippur. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Vayomer Hashem Solachti Kivarech. And Yom Kippur is the day of Kulo Rachman. So we proceed from Rosh Hashanah, which is Yom Din, slowly transforming it into Yom Kippur, which is the day of Kulo Rachman. That's why, those of you who may remember the Machzor, pay attention. What is the Kedusha on a normal Shabbos, Yom Tov, Shachrus, we say, Mimkomu Malkeinu Sofia, Moses would say, Mimkomu Hu Yifam Barachamim. On Yom Kippur, every tefillah we say, Kedusha Mimkomu Hu Yifam Barachamim, the day of Kula Rachman. But in that process of moving from Din to Rachman, the human being has to participate in that process. That means we're in a very critical period of our lives. Kadosh Baruch Hu was evaluating. I remember the first time I went to court at a very big Musa high school. I was driving, coming towards a light. And then there's a sign. There were two lanes. I was trying to get into the left lane, and someone was right next to me. I couldn't budge over. But then the sign said, left lane turned left, right lane straight ahead. But I had to turn left. So even though I was in the right lane, I turned left. All of a sudden, a policeman stops me. Not allowed to turn left here. You're supposed to go straight ahead. Only the left lane turned left. Okay, can I go to court? Now, the worst thing that could happen to me there in court was who knows what. I mean, they'll give me $50, $100. But I remember standing there sort of trembling, you know, what's the judge going to do? I looked at myself, am I crazy? Do I tremble that way when I stand before the Melech Malchim Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur? Why am I giving this man more power than I give HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It struck me as a very simple thing. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sitting down, Kavyochel, and looking at this guy here. What did he do this past year? What's the year I'm going to give him? It's din. You have to justify, you know, people want to know, listening to the rules. You listen to the rules, you don't listen to the rules. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rules. And there's no way of getting out of it. He's there. And we have to say, listen, I've been listening to the rules to my best ability. Or I'm saying, that's not, it's too hard, it's a this, it's a that, it's a this, that, you expect me to do this. And to the degree that we look at ourselves in a serious way, we look at ourselves in two ways. Look at ourselves where we've been, where we're going. The avar and the yosef. It's all part of the person looking at himself seriously. What's life about? What's important in life? My chevron, 25 years from now, I will never see him and talk to him. Or, what's best for my avar, it's a kodesh baruch hu yesh shemayim. And you have to take Yom HaDin very seriously. Where am I going with my life? What am I doing? What are my priorities? Last night I was at Shlomo Fink's chasna. And as we were waiting for the chosin to come marching down, the kallah to come marching down. So they were singing Zakeni, okay. Tum Baruch Levin, one of our alumni, composed when he was here in Yeshiva. Everyone was very famous doing Zakeni. And I stopped to think, what is that? That taken from the tefillah that every Jewish woman for centuries says during Hadlokas Neros. And what have Jewish women been davening for? Standing under the chuppah, you're waiting for everything to happen. And I'm there directing traffic. You move here. You sit here. You do this. You do this. And I'm thinking. I was thinking to myself, what have Jewish women been davening for during Halachos Neiros for centuries and centuries? So tefillah goes back at least 400 or 500 years. Zakeini, that my son should have 3 PhDs. Doesn't say that. Jewish woman never. Zakeini, my son should be a billionaire. Never been davening yet. Zakeini, but avor HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the end of the day, that's what counts. And that is when we stop and we think, where am I going in life with my avor HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is it my number one priority, my number three priority, or not even a priority? A very interesting event happened to me once. When I first moved to Eretz Yisrael, opened the yeshiva, living here in Sanhedrin Mochavet. At that time, Chofetz Chaim had a very active Beis Medrash. And a lot of people in the neighborhood used to learn there on a regular basis. And I'm sitting in my house learning. To knock on the door. I go to the door. Young man there. Say, come in. Or no, I stand at the door. The whole thing took 30 seconds, 45 seconds. Pulled out a piece of paper. So I'm sitting and learning here. I just got an offer of unbelievable fellowship. Okay. Should I take it or not? Show me the piece of paper offering. So I looked at him. And I said, one thing. It's going to get you a bigger chelik olam haba or a smaller chelik olam haba. He looked at me. He stared at me. He turned around and ran away. So what happened to him, what he decided, I don't know. X number of years later, I was in London. I had to go to speak somewhere. When a young man comes up to me, hugs me, kisses me. He saved my life. Changed my life. I said, excuse me, I don't remember ever meeting him. Like, you know, it's very embarrassing. Someone seems to, he's my best friend and you don't remember ever. He said, no. I'm the guy who knocked on your door X number of years ago. And I asked you a question. And you gave me a simple answer. And it shook me up. I began thinking, I better figure out what's important in life, what's not important in life. I better take my life seriously. And so, it became a serious market store in London. So I had to take the Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu very seriously. What is, I asked him a simple question. This fellowship is going to give you a bigger chelik olam haba, a smaller chelik olam haba. Simple question. Never thought in those terms. Never thought in any terms. God is a very prestigious fellowship. Big deal. And that is what dinner is about. Thinking in a serious way what's important in life, what's not important. And to the degree that you think of what's important in life and not important in life, you make serious life decisions. That's when you move from din to rachman. We change HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah. It's up to us to change that. And the thing that signals that is the shofar. Why? Shofar is a tefillah of a crying nature. Is it kila faneha or kila achareha? The ikur is the crying. Why? Yes. We begin life in a very smooth way with a tequila. When you think about it, you're crying. Have I been maximizing everything I'm supposed to do? I haven't been maximizing everything I'm supposed to do. And hopefully when a person wakes up, the Ram says, what's the purpose of the shofar? Wake up. And understand, the Ram goes on. Understand what's important in life, what's not important in life. Forget the stupidities and focus on what's important. Once a person can make such a decision, he's back to a tekiah. And to the degree that we shake ourselves up and really focus what's important in life, we move from din to rachman. We ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu to give us midas rachman. Yom Kippur, we'll get to that this week. We'll begin. It's a different day also. Two things happened on Yom Kippur 3,500 years ago when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai. One is Vayom Hashem Salach Tekevarecha. It was slicha mechila for the egel azov. It also gave us, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Torah in the format that we have it today, the Luchos Shniyos. They have Kabbalah Satorah. Now, there's a very fundamental difference between Klal Yisrael before the egel azov and after the egel azov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the Yetzer Malchus. Nisim Gedolim v'Niflaim to shake the world up, Mitzrayim up in Klal Yisrael, realize I am running the world. And then it was a year Klal Yisrael were free from slavery, and it was a lesson to them how the world runs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running it hands on. He's greater than power. And kamoni b'chalaretz. No, the power in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the overwhelming cause of anything and everything in this world. That was. Esa Makas. It was an educational system. The night of Makas B'choros. We say, Nahagoda. It was a Gilui Shechina. Klal Yisrael confronted HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, 7 days later, Kriyas Yam Suf, they were up to the level of Nevuah, greater than any other Novi Yechezkel ben Buzi. Then, 6 weeks later, at the bottom of Har Sinai, all of a sudden, they were up to one notch under Moshe Rabbeinu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to them. And at that point, they were unbelievably high madrega. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them, was giving them would have given them Torah for itself without a Torah Shabbat Peh. Why? On that Madrega, they would have understood all Torah Shabbat Peh from within Torah Shabbat Peh. But they blew it. Egel Azov, the Madrega came crashing down. Moshe Rabbeinu on Yom Kippur came with the Torah in the format that we have it today with Torah Shabbat Peh and Torah Shabbat Peh. So our real Kabbalah Satorah is Yom Kippur. That's why Simchas Torah. We'll get to that, Me'etz Hashem, the next few weeks. This is, Yom Kippur is a very complex day. It's a day that we have to serve Rachman by a Cheshvan Nefesh. And what's the Cheshvan Nefesh? Figure out what's important in life, what's not important in life. And how are we going to make that which is important in life the center of our life? If you look at a siddur, look what Jewish women have been davening for centuries. Zakeni, my son, will be a billionaire someday. That's not what Jewish women have been davening for. I have 5 PhDs from 5 different Ivy League schools. Not what Jewish women have davened for. That he'll excel in Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what life's all about. Everything else is how we get there. Nechesh v'nefesh we make is when we move, and the success of Nechesh v'nefesh, now we plan on integrating into our lives. That's the Chesh v'nefesh we make on Rosh Hashanah. And when we move it from the din of Rosh Hashanah through the shofar to the Kula Rachman of Yom Kippur and Komo Yifam Barachman. That is the underlying idea. And we'll begin that with Slichas and Motzei Shabbos to force us to look at ourselves. Shabbos Slichas with English translation. So you know what you're saying, and not just a lot of words that you don't know what it is. These are beautiful tefillahs if you understand them. You have to understand them. Coming Shabbos, you have such a matzah. Take an hour, half an hour. See what these tefillahs are about. So Motzei Shabbos would be a very meaningful thing. Not just saying words you don't understand. It's complex Hebrew. But once you get into it, and once you have the translation there, you'll be able to understand it. And it really means a lot. And that's the purpose of Slichas. So every day next week, when we say Slichas, long Slichas, a week and a half of Slichas. But every day when we say Slichas, what do we have to have? We have to have a Cheshbon. This is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm trying to look at myself, trying to plan out what this next year is going to be. It's going to be a year where I take off. It's going to be another year. The degree it's I take off, Rosh Baruch gives me the Sarach. It's another year. So it's me to send in. It's all work together. So then we begin the Slich of Motzei Shabbos. We begin that process to make it, to make Yom Kippur a day of Kula Rach. Okay, Me'etz Hashem Bli Neder. Next week, I want to go inside the Matzah just to show you certain key points in the Matzah that you have to keep in mind. Okay, fine.